Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and this interview with Mayor D.C. Reeves is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy, Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Mayor D.C. Reeves on his way to D.C. later in the day, but not quite yet. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what has got to be one of the coolest stories going on in Pensacola right now. In your I mean, she just keeps killing it on American Idol. Keila Richardson is fantastic, and I don't know if you had a chance to actually watch it, Mayor, but I think my favorite part of that was, I mean, the singing was fantastic. I love watching her kid dance and sing and lip sync all the words right along with her. Isn't it fun to watch him?
Yeah, it's been such an awesome experience. Yeah, we're glued to the TV in our household for every episode, and right after the audition, we were able to have Andrew come up to City Hall, and he wanted to sit at my desk, and I said, well, I've got a few decisions for you to make while you're there, if you don't mind. Some of these 50-50 ones I can foist onto you.
You should have had him call, like, you know, P&J and Channel 3 and us and do an interview. That would have been awesome.
Exactly. Oh, I'm on a tough week, maybe. But listen, I think there. The family has been great, and actually just the great news for us is that they just invited us out for the show on Monday. So
cool.
We're going to try to saddle up and head out there, and actually in City Hall today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're signing cards from Pensacolians to bring out to them and bring a little Pensacola out to California. So anybody can come by. So just during normal City Hall operational hours, we've got Steven down there on our front desk. We got a place for you to send well wishes and all that. So we'd love for you guys to fill that up. And Caroline and I will take them out there on Friday.
Oh, man, that's so cool. And you're taking your daughter with you, and you're going to go see. And then, like, just to make sure people didn't miss it, there's cards to sign for Keila Richardson, the American Idol contestant from Pensacola, at City Hall right now through Friday that the mayor is going to take out to California with him when he goes to see the show on Monday. Oh, that's a really cool. I love it. Other good news, the American Creosote Works, we've secured, the last bit of Phase 1 funding, is that right? Because you've been working this deal and we finally have it?
Yeah, that's right. We were about almost $9 million short since the money had been awarded about 5 years ago and with increasing costs. So the work will start this summer. They'll start actually scraping yards in the surrounding area in the Sanders Beach neighborhood. And but the important thing was, and we worked really, really hard. Our team has worked really hard. Our lobbyists and D.C. have worked hard to get this Delta. And really, the pitch was this. Hey, we talk about cutting red tape in this administration. We got a great example for you. Let us show you American Creosote Works, and that it's been a super fun site since 1983, the year before I was born. So the fact that we were able to close the gap in that funding, and we were working intensely on the phase two, that's another big hill to climb. The thermal extraction of creosote would be another $60+ million. So we're working on that, but great news that maybe finally we're going to start to see some real tangible progress of cleaning up these 18 acres in our city.
And this is just to make sure I'm looking at the right property. This is the one that is just between like Gimbel and Pine and L on one end and F on the other end, right?
That's right.
Okay. And what I know there's been talk about what to do, but what if we get done with phase one, will anything happen or do we have to do phase two to actually do anything on that site? And what is the plan for that site long term?
Yeah, there's limitations because of how things will be capped, right? So you see that big property, you're not going to be putting buildings on it and things like that. There could be a mound cut on the west side closest to Barrancas. And if you aren't familiar with what we're talking about, I would say the way to remember is if you ever are driving to or from the base, there's a big fence, like it's a military installation that's got like barbed wire on it on the right. If you're coming into downtown, you can see just that's the western edge of ACW. But But honestly, I think the long-term prospect of that is going to be more of a passive park. And there may be some things you can do on the east side, but that's really not – I think the key here, of course, is just getting all of that soil remediated and with all and phase two is the thermal extraction again of creosote, getting it out or as much out of the dirt as you can before you cap it. And so – so yeah, pretty limited on what would actually go there in its place. That's not going to be some big development or anything like that. But to be able to get that back in public hands for use, you know, as an amenity, even as a passive park, would be an amazing thing compared to it being behind a fence for another decade.
Right. I completely agree. Just getting rid of the fence is a big improvement. Mayor, you are headed to D.C. for what, the mayor's conference, White House thing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we do a mayor's fly-in with America First Policy Institute. So we will go to the White House actually early Friday morning. But I always try to dovetail these with as many Pensacola meetings as we can. So going up there to talk Bird On and the port project with military, the U.S. Department of Commerce. We do have a meeting with USDOT. So we just try to clump all those things and get the best bang for our buck and bang for our time while we're up there.
Are you looking for extra funding for the use of the tunnels from the Pensacola Airport to downtown or the cruise terminal with the 8 or 9 cruise ships that I saw in the April Fool's Day post from the port? Any of that?
Yes. What we're looking for is as many dollars as we can to get all of the gold treasure out of the tunnels. you know, we need all of the equipment that we can possibly get so we can, you know, fund the next 2,000 years of budgets here in the city of Pensacola.
Funny. Sorry. You were in D.C. You're talking about projects and getting funding. I had to bring it up. Let's see. Hard Rock Reverb. This was disappointing because it had been bragged about so much that we were going to do this or they were going to do this without having to take public money. And now they come back with not just give us some, but like all of the public money to be rebated back, you know, $58 million, except for the condos, I guess, the property tax from those. But, you know, I thought your comments yesterday was very interesting to hear you say that, you know, look, what do we get out of this? You know, if we're giving you this massive slice of money and it's going to cost us all this money to maintain it through fire service and everything else, what do we get for that? Persuade me, right? And you're willing to be persuaded. You're a no right now, but you're willing to be persuaded.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, it's a classic case of if you're on one side of this, you say, well, it's found money, right? It's empty dirt right now. And if you get at least, even if you don't pay any property tax on this other part, you pay on these condos, well, more than zero is better than zero. But when you think about what the actual cost over years of time, and I used that example in the press conference about if you put a 13-story, 12-story building in our downtown, we're going to have fire infrastructure both in a facility and in recurring labor to be able to protect something like that. That alone is a multi-million dollar investment. And that I think whoever you put in positions like this, again, this is what we talk about when we say being a steward of the taxpayer dollars, not to give us ourselves a long-term obligation to allow someone to build, but this should be a long-term partnership. So I absolutely have no philosophical disdain or resistance just off the cuff of not hearing out somebody saying, hey, you know, we'd like a break on this and here's why. And I use the Grand Hotel as an example. If someone came to us, we've mentioned that openly. If somebody came to us and said, hey, we're going to preserve the historic train station. We're going to get this thing back online, which will then support a Bay Center, which is another community asset. Well, there might be a test case there to say, okay, you know, I can get behind that. I can go back to the citizens and say this is what they're getting for their money. But in this case, I can't say that right now. You know, we've talked about a development, and the number one value of development is to build the tax base. And if we're not building the tax base, then what are we doing for the public when we start using their dollars? And so in my mind, I've just got to hear more, or I've got to hear something different than a $58 million request over 20 years. So again, open-minded, listen, phone's always on, but that's where I'm at this point.
Yeah. And I also think the kind of the initial, because we were thinking we were getting this amazing thing and not costing us anything, there's certainly a temptation to be like, well, that's what you told us and anything short of that. Well, that's not fair either. Even half of the potential allowable rebates might make sense. But like you said, you know, pitch me the numbers, right, and show me what we get, because, you know, we certainly don't want to get a project for which we're not getting paid, but which costs us money and may not pencil out for the overall value, even if you start thinking about sales tax money and bed tax money and all of that kind of stuff. It kind of reminds me of, I know that the feeling about the Community Maritime Park is sort of like that 35-year-old woman who's wanted her whole life to be married and no offers have come, and she starts to think, is this ever going to happen for me? A bad marriage is one thing that's worse than no marriage. So getting the bad project may be worse than getting no project at all. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, we got a couple of big construction projects right now that are started already or are going to start soon. Main and Barrancas, Main Street is closed. Barrancas is throttled, I think, down to 2 lanes from 4. It's going to be that way for a long time, 6 weeks at least, and then there's bad things after that. And then you got this new one that's going to start next Monday, which is at Government and B Street, right? That's going to be closed, that intersection, for like a month or two?
Exactly. There's really two or three kind of two and a half projects all happening basically. And I joked in my press conference it's kind of hard to say without a map or in my minute with the mayor. But the best way to think of it is coming off the Bayou, if you were coming into town from Bayou Chico from the Navy base, that kind of whole section there from Barrancas getting up to Garden Street is going to have some difficulty. So one, pack your patience, and two, just be aware. So if there's a different way you want to go, if you want to stay on Barrancas, or you want to, or you need Maine, just to be looking at what those detours are. So that's what I'd recommend. We have posted that online on our social media channels as well. There's all the maps there and exactly when those dates are. So you know how these things go, Andrew. I'll get a lot of calls the day of, no matter how much we try to prepare people, and I get it. But we are. Thank you for helping us get the word out and just to try to mitigate as much inconvenience as possible.
Yeah, my because I know what it's going to feel like is for the people who drive through that portion of town regularly, they're going to start to feel like, does the mayor just hate me? Like, why are they doing this to me? And my advice would be, take Garden, or if you can, take Cervantes. Your life will be better if you're used to going through town in that part of it.
That's right.
By the way, I haven't driven there recently, probably will later today, but is Garden still have the construction on Garden? Is that still going on?
Yes, obviously that's moving eastbound.
Okay.
It's not completely yet, but okay. But yes, that's a completely unrelated state project, right? That we have no control over other than them notifying us.
So the rumor that the city of Pensacola is thinking of adopting the pylon as its city motto or logo, is that no truth to that though, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I get a chuckle about those. We're like, man, I can't believe how many roads are fixed. And then then the next day somebody's like, I can't believe how many potholes there are out here. It's like, well, all right, well, we got to do which one. We can either put the cone out and fix the pothole, or right, we can leave the pothole. One or the other. So, but listen, I get it. Everybody's got their routine and they got their own lives to worry about. So again, please, if you drive that area, make sure you get on our website or our Facebook page, check out those maps for that 4 or 6 week period here coming up.
Yeah. If you can name it as a road in Pensacola right now, we're working on it, fixing it, renovating it, Palafox, whatever. It's all, but in the end, it's all going to be beautiful, which is the whole goal. We always like to end with some lighthearted lightning round kind of topics. First question for you is, do you like having knobs on your car stereo, or do you want the touch screen on your car stereo?
Man, I haven't thought of that. I would prefer knobs. Now that you think about it, I think it's they react faster. There's no delay.
Yep.
And I don't hit the wrong thing. I'm getting older. I'm getting older, Andrew, is what I just realized.
They're forcing this inferior technology upon us, and it's one of the most commonly complained about things in cars. Do you have any bands that you like to listen to that you're ashamed to admit, but you're willing to admit it to me this morning?
No, my shame is watered down by I listen to everything. So there's probably embarrassing things across all genres.
I see.
So it's I don't have to take a stance on turning it down when my family comes out. So I'm too eclectic to be cornered into one embarrassing band.
All right. If we see you wearing a Debbie Gibson concert tee, we'll know that you have other equally embarrassing concert tees in the closet. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. That's correct. I'm very, very open-minded about my embarrassing music. Yes.
What is your oldest piece of clothing? How old is it?
Ooh, Well, if you kind of count like handing down, I've got some old like elementary school PE t-shirts that I've given Caroline.
I see.
That
all have right.
Reeves on the back. Yeah. So if you count the hand-me-down, other than that, I bet I've got some old college, you know, like college FSU t-shirts.
Can you still wear them?
So what, God, how old is that now? 20-ish years, 22 years. Yeah.
Can you still wear your college shirts?
Depends on which one. Not all. Yeah.
Nice.
Not all of them.
That's a good answer.
Sure.
No, same. Yeah. You know, some of the bigger ones, sure. Some of the other ones, no, not at all.
It depends on how relaxed the fit was at the time.
Right. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure, sir. We look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night and talking with you next week. Have a safe trip to D.C. Get a lot done, and we'll see you. Well, and American Idol. I mean, you got a lot of stuff on the agenda. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.